Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hey, it's Karen Nowicki with Phoenix Business Radio X, broadcasting live from Park University in Gilbert, Arizona, at the fifth day for Phoenix Startup Week, where the theme is Thrive Together. And we are having a blast, aren't we, Jacqueline?
Yes, very fun. This is it's a lot different doing this out in the community.
Yeah, versus our little quiet studio. Jacqueline is our co-host today, and Jacqueline owns a company, Another Hen Advantage, and she also has her own podcast and radio show out of our studio called 3C Amplified, and she's also the one who helped get everything coordinated. She is my Another Hen Advantage, really, because without Jacqueline, I could not have been out here today with all the things that we have going on. So thank you for being here, and I'm happy to share the opportunity for us to shine the spotlight on other business owners here.
Yes, I'm so excited. We have some great guests coming up. We just finished with two this morning. We've got two more right now. So I'd love to introduce everyone here to Tari Thomas. And she is with There's Room. And then we also have Ryan Sanford, and he's going to talk to us today about his company, Cozy. Welcome, both of you.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
How are you guys enjoying Phoenix Startup Week so far?
It's good for me. I mean, it's been good to see it from the background, because I was on the programming committee.
Okay,
And now to kind of see kind of all the work that we've been putting in over these past few months and see it come alive. So it's been fun.
Yeah, I see you both rocking the volunteer t-shirts. So
yeah,
both
definitely.
Of you volunteering. Have you been volunteering all week or just today? Or?
Well, so yeah, this is actually my third year getting involved, and I've gotten a little more involved each year. So Monday and Tuesday, I was helping out with the Mesa venue and just been popping in and helping out throughout the week as much as I can.
Well, great. Yeah, we're so excited to be able to feature sponsors and volunteers on the show today and really kind of give you guys a shout out about your businesses and kind of your involvement here with Phoenix Startup Week. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So Tari, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your business. I've been curious since you submitted your, hey, yes, I'm willing to be on. Tell us about There's Room.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So There's Room is an online platform that pairs the available space in caring homes and hearts with people who are in need of room. And so it really came out of my situation. My sister, she didn't have the room that she needed when her husband passed away. And so she had to come clear across the country to live with me to get the space she needed to be able to achieve her life goals. And so through her experience, just through her nursing journey, through just the journey trying to find the resources that she needed, we realized there's a lot of people who are trying to achieve that next step in their life goals, but don't have the space and the room to really be able to go do that. So it's really just giving people an opportunity to downsize, get back on top of their expenses, to be able to take the next step in their life journey.
Wow, what a beautiful commitment, not only to your sister, but also saying that there's a need for this service out there. Well, what are some of the services then that you're offering? So is it some financial support, or it's a physical space? Help explain a little
bit. Yeah, so if you want to think about it on the front end, it does some pairing between owners that have extra space in their homes, and then for renters that are looking for an affordable space. So
you did say that. It just didn't quite catch on.
It's
that's
okay. It's
fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, so it's really kind of a win-win situation where, you know, there's owners who need maybe help with housing maintenance, or people who just have that extra space and need the extra income, and then you're helping someone out that needs that extra room for a certain time period. So,
wow, that's great.
Thanks.
Yeah, incredible.
And then Ryan, how about with Cozy? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so really the vision for Cozy is to revolutionize and simplify the homeowner experience. And our mission is to, you know, make lives simple for homeowners. We always say owning a home is hard, and it shouldn't have to be. So I'm a former HVAC contractor, and myself and all the rest of the team are homeowners or previous homeowners. And we've just found that it's really difficult working with service providers. And on the service provider end, a lot of times it's difficult working with homeowners. So really, Cozy is, we kind of like to say it's an intelligent on-demand home services application. So basically Uber and Carfax for home services. And really, a lot of that starts with data and analytics and how homeowners can kind of better understand the HVAC system, the plumbing system, the electric system, and then schedule, communicate, track the technicians coming out to their home. I mean, everybody knows you typically, if you have to have a plumber or something come out, there's like a 3 or 4
right,
hour window.
Right.
You're taking half the day off of work and then it may get rescheduled. So we really just want to make it simple and easy and a true end-to-end platform where, you know, service providers and homeowners can engage in an efficient, simple, and, you know, painless as possible process. So that's really kind of the vision for Cozy and how we've gotten to where we're at.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. I needed you about 2 weeks ago.
You just sold
right,
a home?
So, yeah. So my husband's house, when we got married, he turned it into a rental, and that was great for 5 years. But then we got to the point where we're like, okay, we're ready to sell it. And then it was like, okay, who's going to be there for the plumber? And oh, by the way, now we need the carpets cleaned. And oh, hey, the AC needs to be tuned up. And it was literally like back to back, you know, and call this person, email that person. Wait, this one has an online form to fill out. It was just all over the place, you know. It got to the point where we were like, who's coming? I don't know. If they show up with plumbing stuff, I guess they're here to do some plumbing.
Point them in the right direction. Yeah. Does that sound, all that sounds familiar, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, everybody we've talked to virtually that's owned a home or owns a home at some point, we get that same type of story. And it's great feedback for us. And the way we've looked at it is, you know, it's 2019, there's a ton of digital tools, but everything is very fragmented. And so we saw a huge opportunity to really create a true disruptive end-to-end solution for the industry. And it needs it. So it fills a gap. And, you know, we're launching it in April here in the Phoenix market. So we're really excited. And hopefully we get some great feedback from, you know, real homeowners and service providers on how they like it.
Are you new to Phoenix then?
No, I've been here in Phoenix quite some time.
But Cozy's been going on for a while.
No, Cozy's, this will be our first market, so we were working on it right now.
Congratulations, I didn't realize that. So this is launch. This is a launch conversation.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Gosh, how fitting for Startup Week, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, that's exciting. I would like to ask both of you to reflect on, like, at the end of the day, and you're talking to someone you love, a family member, a dear friend, and a client has let you know really how much they've appreciated you. Imagine yourself talking to that person. What would you find yourself saying? Like, what is the best compliment that you know that you can expect to hear from people that you're working with? Tari, would you start for us?
Yeah, wow. The best. I've never had that question. That's a good question. The best compliment is, I would say, that I helped them to achieve their goal, whether it be to pay down their house or put a down payment towards their house, or to be able to get the education that they needed, or to be able to have the compatibility or compare, you know, somebody in their home just to have that companionship with, that would be probably the greatest compliment, that I helped them achieve something. And that really, at the end of the day, is there's so many services out there that are just kind of like, they're kind of on autopilot and you don't even know you're really getting a service. I really want to be able to, every person that touches the platform is going to be able to walk away with something. So
beautifully said.
Mm-hmm, yeah, definitely.
Ryan, how about you as you anticipate and see where you're headed?
Yeah, so for us, I think, you know, for me personally, the greatest compliment is, you know, when you see a genuine thanks from a client and a handshake and that, hey, you know, this was a great experience. You know, you actually made a difference in our business or in our home, whatever the case may be. So for me, that's the most fulfilling thing.
It's always funny because you don't know who's going to land here on an interview, especially with a remote broadcast. Mm-hmm. We just kind of let you pick your time slots. But there's always this beautiful theme.
Yep.
And in the way that you've answered those questions, it's really around being of value and of service, really helping people to solve problems, right? How you helped me get to where I needed to be. And again, that gratitude is so wonderful. Plus, we're obviously talking about homes, very different aspects
of it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, any other questions, Jacqueline, that you can think of?
You know, I wanted to go back, Tari, one of the points that you made as far as other services that are out there that might do something similar in helping somebody with finding a home. I think you touched on it where you really said, you know, you're working on this as there is an end goal. They're coming to you with an end goal. Some other services may just kind of be a Band-Aid or a little stopgate until they can find something else. And I like that it's you know, you're really looking at it with that end goal and providing that solution for them.
Absolutely. And really, our goal is to really arm on both sides. So we're arming the owner. So we're not just doing the matchmaking, making sure that they're asking the right questions to make sure they're a compatible match and it's the right fit, but also giving the owner a little bit of more security on the background checks and doing a lot of the back end, the leasing assistance. And so they're not having to worry about, okay, what is this process? How do I get this extra income for my home? And on the renter side, you know, they have to fill out one application fee somewhat, and they have access to be able to apply to many different homes. So it saves them on that front as well. So,
That was helpful to hear that aspect too. Ryan, question for you. What introductions can we help you with? So as you're putting out there and launching, is it folks who are in the industry, you know, plumbing and technicians and that sort of thing? Or as you're getting ready to put it out there, how can we help put the word out?
Yeah, thank you for that. I think the biggest thing right now for us, you hit on it perfectly, is, you know, home service providers that are willing to test a new technology and a new process and really... We don't like to just think of it as a technology. We like to think of it as a movement in simplicity and transparency. And so that's the biggest thing when we search for our partners on the home service provider end is we're looking at a new way of doing this. If you're on board, I don't care if you have one truck or 100 trucks. We'd love to work with you. We're flexible. We're a startup. And we're testing it here in Phoenix. So that would really be great is, you know, any kind of forward thinking service provider organizations that would you know, like to connect would be great.
Okay, good to know. And Tari, how about you? How can we best get you in front of the people that you need to work with?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is I just did my soft launch on Monday. So,
awesome. Well, this is
fun. So yes. I'm piloting just my services to get feedback from owners and the community and figure out, are we offering the right things and making sure we get feedback back. So we're actually looking for anywhere from 25 to 50 homeowners that we can start working with just to provide our services to and start tweaking the way we need to tweak. So
my mind is racing for both of you. Jacqueline is familiar with this. We both do this in the studio, don't we? Ooh, and I can introduce you to who this person is. So this is great. Well, congratulations to both of you. Yeah. Again, another theme on this particular segment. Let's round out the segment by each of you, since you are in launch mode, and this is right here and palatable. Maybe a tip or a suggestion for someone who is starting their own business. And again, I'm not giving a lot of time to prepare, so just whatever comes to your heart and mind. And then if you finish out that comment and thought with how we can get a hold of you and where people can start staying in touch.
Okay. Yeah, I think the biggest tip for entrepreneurs is know your why. I mean, know why you're in the game. It's going to be, you know, a roller coaster. There's moments I'm like, wee! There's moments like, ooh, Jesus. So, you know, that helps just center you and keeps you moving forward. Owners, we're looking to onboard owners first. So they can find us at www.theirsroom.com. Or you can email us at info@theirsroom.com and to find out more information, how you can join the pilot.
Wonderful. Thanks, Tari. Ryan.
Yeah. So for me, I guess the biggest piece of advice I would give is no matter how much you think you know, there's always someone smarter than you. So network, find a mentor, find mentors. There's plenty of them out there. This community has been great, very supportive for entrepreneurship, technology, business, everything in general. So just network, get yourself out there and find support and utilize it because it's out there.
Perfect. And how do we find you?
How do you find me? Great question.
On that note.
Social media, I'm on LinkedIn, Ryan Sanford, Cozy.
Spell that for us.
It's K-O-Z-E-E, and K-O-Z-E-E. I get that question a lot. Yeah, and the website's getcozy.com, so there's a chat bot on there. That's probably the best way to connect with me.
Fantastic. Yeah. Isn't this fun, Jacqueline?
I know. This is great.
I love it. And only, 11 more to go or something like that. Good. Well, you've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio X. This is Karen Owicki with Jacqueline Destremps of Another Hand Advantage. And we are out here in Gilbert, Arizona at Park University on behalf of Phoenix Startup Week 2019. And we'll see you in the next segment. Thanks again for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.